The Rambam in Hilchus Eidos, this is Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. So he discusses Psule Eidos and he begins, Asorim Minei Paslonusein. There are 10 different categories of people that are Pasule Eidos. Kol Mishen Nimtzaboy Echad Mehen Harehu Pasule Eidos. And any person that could check off one of these 10 boxes is going to be Pasule Eidos. In other words, you don't have to meet all 10 criteria, but one of the 10 is enough to make you a Pasule. Ve'elu hein zok de Rambam Hanoshim V'ho'avodim, V'aktanim, V'hashoytim, V'acharoshim, V'hasumim, V'harushoim, V'abizuyim, V'akroivim, V'hanoigim be'edos, says the Rambam, do the math, harei elu asara, and these are the 10 types of paslonus that you find in the world of Eidos. Now, the Mishnah, although it begins very broadly, Ve'elohin Apsulim, is not going to mention the list of the Rambam, it's not going to give you a long list at all. Rather, the Mishnah is going to give a few examples: a mesachik bekuvya, a malva beribis, mafriche yoinim, and soichare shvias. And this list has two things in common. Number one, Tosfos speaks out that they're all psulei eidos only midrabanan, meaning there are people that are psulei eidos midairaisa, sheinemal. That's not this list. This list is a list of people that are psulei eidos midrabanan. Additionally, according to some amiraim, we'll see it more in the Gemara, this list is unique in that all the people mentioned are psul because of one of the 10 reasons that the Rambam mentioned, and that is because they're rishaim. And being that a rasha is psulei eidos, they're all rishaim, albeit on some rabbinic level, like we just mentioned. And that's what's unique about this club that's mentioned here in the Mishnah of the Elohein Apsulim HaMesachik Bekuvya, etc. So really, the introduction to today's daf, and it's also tomorrow's daf, and it's also the following daf, so really, the introduction to this sugya, big sugya, that we're embarking on, is the idea that a Rasha is Pasule Eidos. So what's the makar to a Rasha being Pasule Eidos, and how do you even define a Rasha? So it really begins with a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. It's Perichav Gimel Pasuk Aleph. It says in the Torah, Lo Yisisa Shem Hashav, and then it says, Al Toshes Yotcha Im Rasha Liyos Eid Chamas. So it's the safe of this pasuk. Al Toshes Yotcha Im Rasha Liyos Eid Chamas. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does this pasuk mean? Quote, Hatoyen Es Chaveroi Tfias Sheker. If somebody is being toyin as chaveroi, tfiya, Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, manali biyotcha, you owe me $100. But it's not true. It's a tfiya sheker. So the Torah says, al toshes yotcha im rasha. What does that mean? Don't promise shetavticheyu liyos lo yeid chamas. So again, Reuven's going over to Shimon and he says, you owe me money. Reuven's going to need Edom. So the Torah tells Levi and Yehuda, and the Torah says the potential Edom, don't promise Reuven that you're willing to go to bat for him and you'll be an eid sheker on his behalf. That's what it means when it says, al toshes yotcha im rasha liyos eid chamas. So again, what does it mean? Do not assist someone who's going to be Tevea, someone at Tfiyah Sheker, by telling him that, don't worry, I have your back, I'll testify falsely on your behalf. Now, notice that Rashi does not teach Al Toshes Yotchim Rasha Liyei Seid Chamas, saying that it's usher for a person to go into Bezdin and say Eidu Sheker. Rather, what the Torah is saying is, it's usher to even promise the Tevea that you're going to go on his behalf and say an Eid HaShaker. Now, had Rashi know that the pasuk doesn't mean literally Al Toshes Yotcha Im Rasha Liyo Yiseid Chamas, it's because that's a pasuk that we already had in the Torah. That's in the Ten Commandments. It's in the Aseres Hadibros. It says Lo Yisana Bereyach Eid Shaker. So we know already that a person is not allowed to say Eid HaShaker. This pasuk is coming La'ashmi'ina, that not only can't you say Eid HaShaker, but there's also an idea that it's Aser Shetavticheu Liyo Yiseid Chamas. That in and of itself is going to be Aser. Parenthetically, and this is more in the spirit of Chumash here, but Parshas Mishpatim, we know, has so many mitzvahs and lavin, and when you go through the different dinim that I mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, you know, it's very hard to see the sequence. It almost feels a little bit random, right? this halacha, that halacha. We're jumping all over the place. The Abar Benel has a hakdama to Parshas Mishpatim. And in his hakdama to Parshas Mishpatim, he says that I saw differing opinions as it relates to all the Mishpatei HaTorah. Were they written in a certain order? Are you supposed to, quote unquote, be Deirish the Smuchin? Or maybe they're taka on some level random. And the Abar Benel said, I saw some Rishonim who said one way, I saw other Rishonim that said the other way, and to me it's a plea that anybody could suggest that all the Mishpatei HaTorah would be random. He said, if you were going to sit down and you were going to write a Sefer of Laws, there'd probably be some cheshbin in terms of how you would go about and do it. If that's the case, the Mishpatei HaTorah, which literally is the Dvar Hashem, quote, ki ein roi liyachis lo yisparach ha-shoyfei kol ha-oretz b'teroysav doifi v'gnai me'habilti sidur she'ein roi liyachsoy l'kotin she'bechachomim ha-mechabrim sfarim. If you were going to sit down right now and write a book, you were going to write a sefer, there'd be a cheshbin, there'd be a seder, you would hire an editor, you would hire someone that understands these things, the publishing house would give you advice, whatever it is. So you think that all the Mishpatei HaTorah and Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Kiseitz, and really and Kala Torah Kula are done without a cheshbin? Of course it's a cheshbin. Meaning, there's no question that all these mishpatim that are mentioned here in Parashas Mishpatim are mentioned in a sequence. I've zok the Abar Benel, isn't there an idea of a muktim u'mu'uchav ha-Torah? He says that is in Zman. Meaning, just because something is mentioned before something else doesn't mean chronologically that it happened before that something else. But you want to know in terms of the Seder Aksuvim, of course, everything is written with a cheshbin, and there's no question in the world it's written with a Seder. What does this have to do with Al Toshes Yotchem Rosh Aliyah Seyd Chamas? Because if you look in the Rishonim that talk about this Indian, the Rashbam, Oymek Pshutei Shal Mikra, Rav Sadia Goyen, and his Pirush Al HaTorah, they say that all these halachas that are mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim are really behemshech to the end of Parshas Yisroi. And what was in Parshas Yisroi? The Ten Commandments, the Aseres Hadibros. And really, these psukim are going behemshech to the Aseres Hadibros. It's fascinating when you sit down and learn the Psukei HaTorah and you start realizing, one second, this has a shaykhus to that. Like Rav Sadia Goyen says, that what's the first mishpat that's mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim? Kisikna Evid. That's related to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. And again, go through the Rishonim, you'll see this idea. So these psukim in Parshas Mishpatim that we've already quoted here in the first few weeks of Masechta Sanhedrin that deal with laws of Eidos and Dayanos, Loisisa Shei Mashav Al Toshes Yotchem Rosh Aliyah Seid Chomas, that's our sugyo, Loisi Achir Rabim Lerois V'Loisan Al Ruflintos Achir Rabim Lahatis V'Dolei Seid Abrivoi. Where does this come in? Oh, take a look at the Rashbam. It's going back to Leisana Bereyach Eitshoka. We mentioned that already in Daseres Hadibros. So this is the sequel, so to speak. But in Daseres Hadibros, you have Leisana Bereyach Eitshoka. In Pshut Eshel Mikra means, can't walk in the Bezdin and say Eidu Sheker. And here in Parshas Mishpatim, you have Al Toshes Yotchem Rosh Aliyah Seid Chomas. It's even Asa Shetavticheu Liyah Esloyeh Chomas. But this is all Pashup Shah. This is all in the Mechilta, when you learn the Mefarshim Al HaTorah, stating that Chazal came and Chazal darshan these words, Al Toshes Yotchem Rosh Aliyah Seid Chomas. And they said, you know what this means? Al Toshes Rosha Eid. So we're skipping some words here. Al Toshes Yotcha Im Rosha Aliyah Seid Chomas. So Al Toshes, skip the words Yotcha Im, and then say Rosha, then skip the word Liyos and say Eid. Wow. Al Toshes Yotcha. I'll touch Rosha Eid. You're not allowed to have a Rosha that's going to be an Eid. So this is the makar to the fact that a Rosha is possibly. Stating that, there's a big machloikas, Abaye v'Rava. What the definition of Rosha is when we say that a Rosha is possibly Eidos. Rava says that the Torah says, I'll touch Yotchem Rosha Liyos Eid Chamas. And if that's the case, the only time someone's considered a Rosha as it relates to being possibly Eidos is if he's a Rosha de Chamas. So what does it mean, a Rosha de Chamas? Literally, Chamas means, in the beginning of Parshas Noach, Kimala Ha'aretz Chamas. Chamas means gezelo. So if someone's a gazlin, he would be posulatus. But it's before in the Gemara that Shitas Rava is not just the gazlin, but any person that does averos, he's a rasha, because of taivas mamin. So a gazlin is exhibit A for that. But any person that does averos because of taivas mamin is considered a rasha to Chamas, he's going to be posulatus. Abaya is a chaylik. Abaya holds that every single rasha in the world is Le'edos. If someone's a Rasha, doesn't matter if he does a Machmas Taivas Mammon or if he does it for some other reason, he's going to be Pasul Eidos. At first glance, what Rosh Rav is saying is a little more logical. And the reason is because Rav's argument in the Sugya is that why is a Rosh Apostle Eidos? Because he's already Becheskas that he's willing to do Averos if there's some money that he's going to profit as a result of the Avera. People were often paid literally, to go and say Eidos Sheker. So it makes sense that if someone's a Rosh of the Chomos, he's a Chashud now, that maybe he would say Eidos Sheker, and as a result, Al Toshes Rosh Eid, he's going to be Pasul Eidos. Abaya, however, holds that every single Rosh is Pasul Eidos. The way the Achroinim explain Shitas Abaya is because Abaya holds it's a Gzeres HaKasuv. There's a din, a Rosh is Pasul Eidos, Fartik, Nigmar HaSipur. Rosh is Pasul Eidos. What's the definition of Rosh? Rosh. Rosh the Chomos, not Rosh the Chomos. That's not the sugya b'chlal, according to Abaya. This machloikas Abaya v'Rava is a unique machloikas Abaya v'Rava, because this is one of the Yalkagams. This is one of the six times that we paskin like Abaya, not like Rava. So which one of the Yalkagams is this? This is the Mem. Mem, because Mem stands for Mumur Oichel Neveilois Lahachis, which is the Gemara's example of someone that does an Avera, but he doesn't do the Avera for Taivas Mamen. He does it Abi, he does it Lahachis. Someone that's a Mumur Oichel Neveilois Lateyamin. So it's Yitachin that the reason he's eating Neveilois, because it's a little bit cheaper. But a Mumur Oichel Neveilois Lahachis, he's someone that does Averas, it's not because of Mamen. According to Abaya, he's Pasolatus, according to Rava, he's Kashalatus, we Paskin like Abaya. And therefore, Haliba de Hilchasa, any person that's a Rosha is Pasolatus. Now, does a Rosha mean that he does Averus? As if to say any person in the world that ever does an Averu is Pasolatus. So that already is Lav Davka. What's the definition of Rosha? So you have to do an Averu. Shezdoine Malkus. What about a Lav Shein by Maisa? What about a Lav Shenit Klase? What about a Lav Shenit and Lazarus Mises Bezin? So there's so much raid in the Rishonim and the Poiskim as relates to this. But just a little bit of an introduction, really, for today's daf and tomorrow's daf and for the daf after that as well.